What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
You already know what time it is, man. Welcome to another episode of Wake Up Baby Up, man. And today's episode, man, is, are you in love with what you're doing? Or are you just trying to make people happy doing what you're doing? Yeah, man. So, yeah, this is today's episode, man, about, man. And the reason I want to get into this episode, man, is kind of because, you know, I had a DM, man, from a new follower. Guy had just started following me and stuff, man, and he had some similar questions and stuff. And we had a long talk, and I told him I was going to do an episode on this shit, man. So, this to my man, Pat, out there, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we're going to do this episode right here. But, yeah, man, so today's episode, man, is like, man, are you doing what you love to do? Or are you doing what you think people like for you to do? And, So before I get started, man, you know I like to do my little motherfucking story. But before we do that, man, you know how we got to do every time before I get started, man. We got to give a moment of silence to that bullshit, people. You know what I'm saying? So for anything you might got going on in your life, man, that you may be thinking is a problem, man, look, dead that shit right now. Right now, this is just about me and you, man. And so for the next 20 to 30 minutes, or however long I continue to talk on this thing, man, we just going to talk about, man, solving problems, right? So, okay, man, so today that's what we going to do, man. Before we get started, man, let's just give a moment of silence to all the bullshit, people. Alright, man, because we don't get too much of that shit anyway, man. So anyway, man, like I said, man, so yeah, today's topic, man, is about, man, are you doing what you love to do? Or are you doing what people like for you to do? And so, yeah, man, so to do this, man, I want to tell you a story, man. The story is about these two brothers, man, who mother taught both of them how to make cakes, man. And so she was known for these four cakes and stuff, but she passed away, man. They wanted to do something special for her, so they said, we're going to open up our own bakery shops, man, and we're going to make these cakes for mom and stuff. So one brother, he was like, I'm going to just make mom cakes. I'm going to stick that because that's what I know what to do, and I love how to make these cakes and shit. The other brother, you know, he was more adventurous and shit. He was like, well, you know, mom told me how to make cakes, so I'm going to try to make some other different kind of cakes too, man, because that's what people like, different stuff, man. So, you know, they went off and they started doing their both things, man. And one brother that stuck to his guns, man, and just made the cakes he knew how to make, man. Eventually, everybody fell in love with him, man. And you know, he was everywhere with the cakes. The other brother, he was so busy trying to come up with different cakes and shit. People couldn't even figure out what kind of cakes they liked, because every time they went back, he was changing them. To the point that he had to forget about how to make the cakes his mama taught him how to make. And so, yeah, people, that's what I try to get back to you about, man. It's like, man, you have to do what you love to do, man, and stop being out this motherfucker doing what people like for you to do, man. Or just doing shit that you think people like. Because a lot of times, man, you'll be doing so much and so many different type of things. Won't nobody never have a chance to just sink into one thing, man. Because one minute you doing this, next minute you doing that. And by the time they catch on, you done went to something else, man. And so that's why I tell you, man, you have to do what you love to do. Because when you do something you love to do, you already know how to do it. You just got to add on and learn other things to make it better. Before it's what you're doing, you love it. You can do this shit with your eyes closed. But when you're trying to out here do shit to make people happy, man, you got to figure out what it is and then learn about it and all this shit. And I ain't saying nothing wrong with learning. But look, man, you got to know when to learn and when you need to be, got them be out here, got them doing what you're supposed to be doing, man, to get some money, man. Because like I tell people, man, like, look, man, like, yeah, you see people that be having four or five different things going on, man. But them people got money. Them people was good. They can afford to take these kind of chances. But when you out here trying to get it up from the get up, man, you can't be out here got them risking and all. Man, you got to lock in on one thing and burn that bridge down. So, yeah, man, that's what I told my young dude. I said, man, the problem is, man, you got to start doing what you love to do, man. And see, what you love to do, you will get up every day, morning, noon, and night, and get right to doing it. But when you just out here doing shit that you think people like for you to do, man, you ain't your interest, so shit, you ain't really just investing all your energy and time into doing that shit. That's why you could do so many other things. That's how, yeah, then you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like I said, man, I ain't saying you can't, man. Look, people, like I said, man, this is just big unk talking, man. And like I said before, and I say it again, man, with anything you listen to, man, that shit don't mean nothing, man, unless you exercising and executing. That's all that mean, man. If you ain't executing, man, shit, you just listening. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to come on here today, man, and, like, really just preach that right there, man. It's, like, about, you know what I'm saying, locking in on one thing. I always talk about that, man, but it was just that my man hit me up, man, and it brought me back to that. It's, like, for real, man, sometimes you just be out here doing shit that you think people like, man. You know how many things people, man, first of all, you know how many people it is. And you know how many things you're going to have to figure out. Man, look here, man, when you could just lock in on one thing and that's what you know to do. Something you love to do and just grinding and grinding, man. Eventually, they're going to love it. And even if they don't love it, you do, so it don't even matter. So, yeah, man, that's what Big Up came to you, man, to talk about, man, some real shit like I always do, man. Like I always do, man. I try to keep that shit, man. And so as we kept talking to me, I was talking to the guy, too. I said, but you just can't be doing something so low and just doing the same thing so low that you don't get no results. I told her, I said, man, meaning that when you get up, you have to be willing to get up and do just as much as you did yesterday today. If you really trying to go somewhere, if you really trying to get this shit off the ground and launch, you can't just get up and do everything the same way, the same energy, the same effort, the same put out, the same. You can't do that shit. You got to get up with more and more and more every day, man, because that's what it's going to take. I tell you, you have to get to the point, man, where you have to learn to start being the person you say you're going to be in 10 years. You got to be that person right now. You can't wait to become that person in 10 years. You know why? Because you're going to be doing some shit that that person in 10 years wouldn't do, man. You're going to be tolerating some shit that the person you're trying to be in 10 years wouldn't tolerate right now. So I tell people that too, man. You got to be willing to do some things, man, and say some things. You can't let people always assume you feeling this way. Let them know how you feel, man. So that way, man, if something go awry, shit, they knew it because you already told them. And you ain't got to explain to them. See, it take a lot more than just being a happy, nice person, man, if you're trying to be successful. I ain't saying that ain't a good way to start it. I ain't saying that a good way to be. But it take more than that, man. Because there's a lot of happy, good people out here, man, that really ain't where they need to be at this stage of their life. But like I said, I'm separating personal happiness from financial happiness. See, like right now, I'm talking about financial happiness. I'm talking about the shit that, you know, financially gonna make you happy. Like, to the point that when you get to a situation in life, man, when you done create a type of life for yourself, man, when you able to live in certain zip codes, man, which allow your kids to go to different type of school, to get better kind of education, man, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. But if you just getting up every day doing the same thing that you did before you had children or before you got together, shit, man, you ain't gonna provide nothing for a man but food and clothes. But it take more than that, man. It take education, man, because at some point they got to go out here and they got to do shit on their own. And that's your job. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you a story, man. I had a partner I used to fuck with, man. His baby bottle was, man, ain't no Brink trucks riding behind no hearse, man. And he would just be blowing money, throwing money. You know what I'm saying? He had a family shit. He'd take care of his family too. Hey, I ain't saying he wasn't doing that. He was doing that while he was here. He was doing all that shit. But when we go out and whenever we do something, man, he always, man, ain't no Brink truck, man. You got to goddamn do what you got to do, man. Because ain't no Brink trucks going to be behind no goddamn hearse and this, this, and that. And then he died. And he was right. It wasn't no Brink trucks behind that hearse. But you know what, people? His motherfucking family was. So it might as well be a Brink truck. Because, see, he done did all that shit, but then now that he dead and he gone, his family ain't got shit because his motto was, ain't no motherfucking Brink trucks behind no hearse. But he forgot about the most important thing, and that was his motherfucking family. So I say, man, people don't be out here saying stupid shit either. I know that shit sound cute, that fly, you know what I'm saying? But, man, look, man, that shit ain't real, man. Not when you thinking on a positive level. Now, if you just thinking selfishly, man, and you just thinking about you, then shit, that probably is your motto. But if you really believe and you really want to make sure that your family in the best position to win, if something happened to you, man, then that can't be your motto, people. And you can't be out here bullshit with no paper, man. Just like you can't be out here bullshit with no time. So, yeah, man, you know, I told you, man, I'm going to come to you every motherfucking day, man, to lift your ass up, man. But like I said, people, my message is only for people that's really trying to be successful every day, every hour, every minute of their life, man. My message ain't for people that just trying to be successful today so they can get over what they're going through and then go right back to being miserable again. No, my message ain't for that. My message ain't for that. You know what I'm saying? My message for the motherfucker, man, who really, really, really believe that this is what they supposed to be in their life, man. Successful, happy, and with everything they deserve. And with it, man, look here, man. This is only for the successful people. Point blank period. I ain't got time to go into all that shit, man. Y'all tripping. So, yeah, man. So, that's what I'm coming to tell you, man. If you want to be successful, do successful things, man. If you're in a relationship and you want your relationship to be successful, then do successful things that make that relationship successful. This is your man being up, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Like a breath of fresh air, man. That's all I am, man. I'm telling you, I ain't no hoes, no puns, no shortcuts, no faking it, no, oh, I ain't gonna say this because I don't want to hurt nobody feelings, man. Look at me, I ain't trying to hurt nobody feelings. I'm trying to goddamn make somebody feel better about how they feeling. Don't get it fucked up, man. Don't get this shit confused, man. This the Wake and Bake Show, people. And I'm gonna just edit it that right there, man. This the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, where I come to wake your ass up and hopefully bake your motherfucking mind into something goddamn you can motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, roll with. You know what I mean? So before I go bad, like every time I go, before I go bad, I just want y'all to know this one thing. Big up, love you, man. Even if I don't know you, man, because I don't need a reason to love you. I just need to love you. Shit. All that other shit on you. Yeah, I ain't worried. I'm like I told you, I'm good over here. Me and my wife. Everything we got going on, man, is going on great. You know what I'm saying? We ain't complaining about nothing, because if we complaining about some shit that we supposed to be doing, and that's just a waste of time. So what the fuck do that got to do with anything? Man, see, I'm bad. Man, look at me. I told y'all, man. Y'all got it. Man, this is where y'all got to be at, man. This, look, tell your friend that know a friend that need to know a friend, man. Fuck with Big Unk, man. So y'all know how to get with me, man. You can follow me on my motherfucking Instagram. Or you can follow me on my motherfucking Facebook. Or you can follow me on YouTube. It don't even motherfucking matter, man. As long as you follow me, man, we gonna get there. So, man, before I go, like every time I go, man, I just want to say thank y'all, man. And I need y'all to say it with me. That's a motherfucking checkmate.